talking laundry rooms here at Rosie on the House this morning. You can join the conversation by dialing 602-277-5827. We're currently doing a fairly significant laundry remodel with our little remodeling company. And it has a pretty big cabinet package as a part of it that come out of Alabama. That truck beat this storm by about 6 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I was so happy when that truck pulled up at the job and delivered the cabinets as opposed to getting a phone call. Interstate 10 is closed and your truck is currently parked at
a Bucky's somewhere in Texas.
At Kerrville. Oh, man. Hey, Bob's called. He's got a question about washing and drying appliances. Let's see if we can bring Bob into the conversation and get his question answered. Good morning, Bob.
Morning. I've had people call me that want to clean my dryer vent because they say it's a fire hazard. And my vent, it goes into the wall, but it's not a straight shot out to the exterior. You know, it kind of goes up and then it.
Okay.
And I've been in my house 27 years. And have you ever seen a house fire from a dryer vent igniting?
You know what, Bob? If you'll Google most common cause of residential home fires, it's going to tell you it's a dryer vent. They do need to be regularly cleaned. I would never use someone that calls me and asks me for anything. If they're calling me and asking me, you know, you've got hail damage, knocking on my door and telling me they want to replace my roof, that's an automatic indication. They don't know me. I've got no relationship with them. I don't know to trust them. I don't know where their main operating offices are. I don't know who I have to call to worry about customer service or warranty. So, Bob, if you've been in your home 27 years and your dryer vent has never been cleaned, I would tell you to give Becky a call.
Arizona Chimney Sweep?
Arizona
Absolutely.
Chimney Sweep, yeah.
602-439-3218.
It is definitely that little lint. As a matter of fact, I recently had all my grandsons out on a camping trip, and I used dryer lint to teach them how to start a fire easily with a 9-volt battery and steel wool. It is extremely combustible. So I hope that answers your question. You know, on the topic of laundry rooms, and I'm talking about how much you like yours, I have to tell you, babe, I have done one recently within the last couple of years that would knock yours down the notch. It is the most well thought out, and it's no bigger than ours, but it is the most well thought out inch by inch laundry room I've ever imagined. Now,
I can't even imagine.
It's a client in North Central Phoenix, and they had recently moved here from Texas. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to do a whole house remodel, but they had a family full of kids, and the laundry room in the home they bought was grossly inadequate for the work their laundry room was going to be doing. So I called a good friend of mine who I knew would be an excellent resource for kind of a historic Central Phoenix home, North Phoenix home. And God bless Don. He turned what I thought was going to be a 15-minute meeting with the housewife and the husband on planning the laundry room. He turned it into a 2.5-hour meeting.
Seriously?
Talking about one room in the house.
And what did that look
like?
The
laundry room.
Was he just showing her lots of ideas?
Well, he was asking a lot of questions.
Oh.
I thought he was going to turn a light on and strap her to her chair.
Felt like a counseling session.
He wanted to know how every single inch of that room was going to be used. I think I fell asleep twice during the meeting.
But you did get
caught. But I didn't get caught.
That's good.
But when he came out with the design and we produced it and we finished it, I thought, that's the most knock-you-dead laundry room I've ever seen in my life. But I'm still not sure we needed a 2.5-hour meeting to get there. Mercy,
wow,
mercy.
Nice.
But it was complete. I mean, there wasn't one inch left out of that deal. So I think you recently went through a programming session with him.
I did. It was I did not know what to expect. I thought I was going in for a 15 or 20 minute meeting, and it was 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I had never had anybody ask me those questions, and I had never even thought about those questions. So it was really kind of an interesting process.
And every question he asked about this remodel coming up, I was just reaching deeper and deeper and deeper into my billfold.
But isn't it like that for any project?
Oh, you know? It almost is, Gary. It really almost is, man. Oh, mercy, mercy. So thinking through the space can do a lot and pay dividends. And you can really cram. I never knew how much function you could cram into an 8x12 lounge room.
Well, I'd like to see the pictures.
No. You're not going to see any pictures.